Thank you for holding. Is this Fabio?
Yes.
Hey, Fabio. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good. Eating breakfast.
Okay. Well, I don't want to ruin your meal. I understand you were speaking with Tara, though. She asked me to jump on the line just to go over some pricing with you. There was a discount that she requested and wanted to see what I could do about getting a website approved for you. Did you have any questions about the service aside from just the pricing?
I mean, is it like, so if somebody goes in, like in my area and they go on Google and they type in like local roofers or something like that, would pop up?
Exactly. Yeah. Roofing contractor, best roofer, roofer near me. You know, we give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases that we could list you for at a time. One of the main guys up there right now is Dawn Roofing and Siding. Have you heard of them?
Yep.
Yeah. So basically, if we fill the listing with you, it'll level the playing field. You know, they'll be able to see your name, address, phone number, and then I'm trying to approve the website so that way you're not missing anything. Because obviously, you're going to start out without your reviews. These guys got 83 five-star reviews, and there's another company up there with 26 of them.
Eventually, we'll have a website and stuff. Yeah. Eventually, I plan on having a website.
Well, we have graphic designers in-house. As a Google partner, we're really an A to Z digital branding firm. So we can build the site for you. It's just a different package. If that's something you're interested in, unless you already have, like, you know, the blueprints laid out with somebody else, we could always wait until that's finished and then add it. But it's definitely something that you're going to want to have. People are very visual, especially
when
it comes to
writing. We'll have the website made later, because I have a photography and videography business also that I made a website for, and I'm in love with the website. I think it came out perfect. I love that website. So I'm confident that I can build a roofing website once we have like that portfolio established, because I work for other businesses also, but this is my own, and it just started, so I don't have a whole lot to show for it just yet. You know?
Right.
I can't advertise what I've done with other businesses.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. We can get like a temporary one running though until you get that one completed, and then obviously start driving as much traffic to you as possible so you can take those photos and develop that portfolio. So, you know, there are guys that have done this without any website at all and they still get phone calls. It's just, I think it's a big deciding factor, at least for me, if I was going to drop 10 to 50 grand on a new roof for my home.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I could see a couple of them, you know, make sure it matches the paint and everything. Okay. So, you get texting on this number? Tara said she texted you the pricing page already. She just tapped me on the shoulder. Okay. So if you scroll down, there's a couple of different packages that we could put you on. What she's asking me to do is to offer you the Platinum Package. It's almost identical to what Dawn Roofing and Siding has. Has the website, has all our popular directory submissions. So you got Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack in there on the popular directories. You're on Bing. You have Facebook ads, Amazon Alexa voice search. So it's really top to bottom. You shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing is concerned. The only base that we don't cover, you already have in that Home Advisor by Angie's program. So you really shouldn't need anything else after the Platinum Package, unless you wanted to do the Google Guarantee. Have you seen that yet?
Let me go look at that one. I was looking at the Platinum one.
Oh, no. The Google Guarantee packages are at the top. Or if you do a search for, like, roofing contractor, you'll see them up there. It's like Kingdom Crafters, Flanagan's Roofing. It's just a different type of verification. Basically, it's a $250 application fee. As long as you're not like a killer, they pretty much approve you. I had a guy who had a DUI, still got approved. So the Google basically is vouching your credibility. They're telling the customer that they'll offer $2,500 insurance if they go with that guy and there was something that happened on the job. Google's offering that to the homeowner, and then they guarantee you a certain amount of leads each month. The only thing I don't like about it is kind of paper lead, like what you're doing with Home Advisor. I'm not a big fan of that, because sometimes even though they guarantee you a certain amount of leads, the customer could still back out. So you might end up paying for a lead that doesn't necessarily turn into a job. So
yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Home Advisor either. I'm only with them right now because I was going to cancel, but they wiped my credit, and then they gave me like a couple free leads. So after that, I think I'm finished. Because the pay-per-lead thing, doesn't work very well.
Yeah, you know what's ironic is they actually do use Google. If you type in like roofing contractor and Hollister and you scroll down underneath these Google Guarantee and the Google Places guys, there's a Angie's and a Home Advisor listing. And it's weird because they're owned by the same company, but they're advertised twice on the first page with 10 best roofers and 15 best roofers. So they're basically just capturing leads off of Google and then they resell them. So they get it from Google for like $10. They sell it to you for $50 to $100 and three other guys, and they take their money and run. Yeah, listing you independently will be a nice change of pace. I think after a month or two of this, you'll probably cancel them anyway if you haven't already.
Yeah, because I've considered of course anybody wants to be the first search whenever they search something up, like a roofer. They want to be the first one that pops up.
Yeah, you gotta have the availability there.
Yeah, right now that we're just starting up, though, I don't have a whole lot of overhead right now, which is nice. Like, I don't have to pay up for the pocket a lot of stuff while we're still trying to get our first handful of jobs. But it is something I'm interested in the future once we pick up a little bit more.
Well, actually, so we have the opening. The last time we had opening was 9 months ago. So I didn't go over this with you. The reason Tara asked me to jump on the line, she's been working for me for 10 years, and I usually don't get on the phone unless it's something like this, where she wants me to put you on that platinum package bundle that's advertised at $599 at $299.
Okay.
And then also what she requested is that I reduce the setup fee to a one-time payment of $99 rather than the $299 that you see in the fine print for the name, address, and phone number cleanup, keyword research and programming, and then the purchase of the domain and optimizing your .com site. So
okay.
I'm willing to approve that. You know, it'd be $398 the first month, $299 each month after that. And the reason that I'm willing to approve that is because I'm really confident if we get your foot in the door, obviously you'll like it more than Home Advisor, but you'll be able to see really good numbers to the point where we'll have a long-term business relationship, right? We won't make a bunch of money in the beginning. It'll probably take a couple months before we're actually profitable on the account. But if things work how I'm anticipating, then you know, you might end up using this for the extent of your business, right? So,
yeah.
And then we could always talk about doing something bigger too, doing the Google Guarantee, doing Google Ads, kind of expand the service area, you know, building on other portfolios and just marketing or doing a bigger marketing strategy. A guy like Don Roofing and Siding, when he first started doing this 5 years ago, their campaign was similar to the offer that I'm making you. It was we started out as small as possible while trying to get them as many additional products and features and exposure on all the other platforms, not just Google. And then we grew it over time until it became almost $10,000 a month account.
Yeah.
You know, but they're not going to pay that every month unless they're seeing significant return on investment. So I think that says a lot. With roofing contractors, it's very easy to show you guys significant return. If I land you even one new job or one new roof install over the next 30 days, you know, that's going to offset the cost of this for the next 6 months. You'll already be writing off the first 3 months in January.
I gotcha. So what is it? Is it just like a set fee? It doesn't increase or?
Yeah, no, it's a set rate. So it would just be a $299 each month. You won't get any additional charges. We're, it's not Home Advisor or Angie's. We don't charge per lead or click or call. And we let the customers call you directly off the first page as a live call.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's they're connected to me directly. It's not like some extension or anything like that?
No, they contact you directly. The only time it wouldn't be direct is if you missed the call or you had your calls like forwarded to voicemail or your phone died. There is a tracking system that that's hooked up to your first page placement that'll actually save their number, the service they looked up, and it'll allow you to go into that pipeline and call them back. But those are still going to be better quality and a lot more cost efficient than getting leads from Home Advisor.
Yeah,
but the live ones are almost always a deal. They've basically gone online, done their research, saw your reviews, saw your site, then called you. So
yeah,
it's up to you to mess up at that point.
Okay, and how much you say would be due to this year or today?
If you wanted to start it up today, it'd be $398 out the door, and then each month moving forward, $299, and you'll get Platinum Package and all of its contents. I'll send you the invoice receipt and everything in writing.
Let me look at that package real quick.
Okay.
Give me a sec.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Let me know if you have any questions.
Yeah. Is that the Platinum Premier, or is that just the normal Platinum?
No, the normal Platinum. The Platinum Premier, that package I wouldn't have a lot of wiggle room on because $300 of that is the starting cost for the Google Ads for the Platinum Premier. So Google Ads is separate from the Google Business Profile and Google Places placement. That's why I was saying we can grow you into that, right? The Google Ads I only recommend to somebody that's trying to cover like a 100-mile radius or greater. Then obviously that when you're going to need ads. This local listing for Google Places is only going to cover you for a 50-mile radius.
Okay.
Just to be transparent. So we'll grow you though. I mean, if you hire a guy or you get another truck. I have some roofing contractors that have multiple crews so they could send guys 75 miles one direction, 75 in the other, and work on both jobs simultaneously.
I gotcha.
So those kind of campaigns work for them.
All right, you said Platinum. And what's the Facebook advertising need?
So we'll build and host a Facebook page. If you don't already have one, if you already have one, we're not going to duplicate it. So we'll get access to it, though. And then we can do the Facebook ads. The Facebook ads basically will promote you to people who are either currently looking for your services or have looked for your services in the past. So that one actually has a form of remarketing in there. It's a little different than Google Places and Bing Local. Bing Local, Google Places is only going to provide them the search results and at the moment that they're searching, the Facebook kind of like tracks them down. it's a remarketing campaign, and we post on it bi-weekly for you. I have a technician on the back, Lydia Shanks, who actually manages all the Facebook advertising campaigns. She'll create the listing based on any photos that you send in to us. And then we'll get your approval via email and go ahead and post those bi-weekly and then obviously maintain the ad for you.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so once again, like you said, if people in my area go to Google and type in things like roofers near me or something like that, I'll be the first one that pops up, right?
Yes, and you're going to have a client interview too. So just to be specific with you, we're going to do keyword research. So we're going to look at all the roofing keywords and how they've been performing. We have the analytics system called Google Analytics. It's free. You can actually see it yourself. We'll pull the data from that, and we'll recommend the top 15 keywords that get the most traffic for your industry, and then you have final say on what you're listed for. So we're going to want to customize that, make sure that you're always getting qualified calls from a qualified service area.
Hey, and what do you need from me today?
Today I would have to secure the business profile, or I'd have to create the business profile, so I just got to verify some information. I have to send out your PIN verification letter and then secure the first month's payment, and then I'll also schedule your client interview for later today or Monday, depending on what your schedule allows. So three to five minutes, and then the client interview.
I got you. And how long will you and I have to be on the phone for right now?
I could get you set up really quickly if you give me the go-ahead. You want to give it a shot?
I'm thinking about it. He said, one more time, what do I owe you today?
$398 for the first month, and then each month moving forward will be $299. I'll send you the invoice receipt.
Okay, and that's $398 just today, that's it?
That's it, yep, out the door. And then moving forward, it'll be $299. You'll have Platinum Package and all of its contents.
All right, I guess we can do that, yeah.
Okay, you're going to love it. If you could do anything with Home Advisor, I have zero doubt you'll be able to do this. Okay. What's your last name, Fabio?
Pineda, P-I-N-E-D-A, D as in dog.
Okay. And your business email address?
Business, give me 1 second. Oh, it's Somo Pinnacle Roofing, LLC, at outlook.com.
Okay. Try to go fast so that I'm not taking up too much of your time. And then what's your business email address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter? Or your business street address, I'm sorry.
Because we're a roofing company, I don't have a street address.
We'll hide it. We're not going to have people pulling up there, but there's a PIN verification letter that you're going to need. That's how you get that little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where you are.
I got you. Give me 1 second, because I forget.
I only
got
to do it one time, too. Oh, I did find one online. I just wanted to verify. Is it the 119 White River Mountain Boulevard?
Yes.
106?
Yes, unit 106.
Okay. Do you want me to hide this on Google, or do you want to display it?
So if you hide it, will they still know that I'm, like, in Hollister area?
Yeah, it'll still say city, state, and zip. Just won't have the street address.
That's perfect. Yeah, yeah. As long as it has the zip, and that works for me.
Yeah, I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. You don't have to worry about anybody showing up there. And then
awesome.
Somo Pinnacle Roofing is an LLC, correct?
Yes.
Do you want the LLC displayed on the business name?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Update. All right. And then how did you like your hours of operation for the business displayed?
24 hours is fine.
Okay. So open availability. Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card? And do you offer financing?
No financing.
No financing. Split payment?
All of the above, yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of my roofers do split payments, either halves or thirds.
Get a third of it up front, middle.
Yeah, that way they're paying for the supplies if they want to back out. Okay. All right, I got the business profile created. Go ahead and submit. Take this off the board. Tampa County, some of Stone County. Okay, get the website. Okay, so I'm going to send you two text messages. One's my direct number and extension. It's the same as our customer service line, but I'll be your account lead if you want something done quickly. I'll be your point guy. Basically walk you through everything until I see that you're comfortable and you got the hang of it. And then I'm also going to send an email address. We are going to build this temporary site for you. I know you got that fancy one that you want to get up and running, but I'm going to build this splash page. So if you could send me like a logo and any photos that you currently have, we'll get that launched and I'll have at least a rough draft of it. Finished by Monday.
Okay, I can get that to you a little bit later when I get home.
Yeah, I understand you're out at the job right now, but you should have both those texts. Okay, perfect. As long as we can verify that, and then I can send the receipts there into your email. Okay, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $398, Fabio, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Card, okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay. Fabio Pineda. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
All right. So there are 16 digits on the front of that card. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
4-9-8. Wait. I'm sorry. Yeah. 4-9-1-8.
4-9-1-8. No worries.
Yes. 0200.
0200.
0161.
0161.
9817.
9817. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0726.
07 of 26. And 3-digit code on the back?
601.
Okay. And then for your client interview, usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete your client interview. What's a good time, either later today or Monday? I would rather do it today if we can, but...
Today, 2 should be fine.
At 2 o'clock? Okay, let me pull this camera here quick. Okay. I got a 3 to 4, and I got a 1 to 2.
1 to 2 is fine.
Okay. Sorry about that. We're California-based. We're right next to the Google headquarters here, so we're 2 hours behind you. And that's their lunch hour. Okay. There's some reason that's not open right now. Okay, local splash. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email. And then I'm also going to send a automated message 1 hour prior to the appointment just to confirm it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, let me know. I could always reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible so that way I can have the graphic designer work on that website over the weekend.
Great. And how soon will I be on top again on Google?
Yep. So the PIN verification is the only thing that prevents us from posting you right away. So PIN verification usually takes about 3 to 5 days to receive in the mail. Once you receive it, there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you. So it's really important. That's why I sent you my direct number. You could call in with that 5-digit number on the back. You could text it to me. You could email it to us. You could email it to the company at thephotos@localsplash.com email. Just got to send it in one time. Once you send it in, you could throw that card away, burn it, do whatever. You're PIN verified. Your business exists and has its Google business profile forever, even if you left us.
All right. Okay, sounds good.
All right. Yeah, that way you save all those reviews and everything that we build up to that point, you know. And then last thing I got to do before I let you go, just a 60-second voice verification, and then we're good to go until your client interview. As I'm walking you through the voice verification, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
What do I need a voice thing for?
It's an added form of protection for you because of the discounts that I've applied. So this is going to outline the service agreement that you're getting that platinum bundle for the discounted pricing structure. And then we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. So that way you have documented, even though you're not binded to a contract, that, hey, this is what you're paying for and this is what you're receiving.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Also, I want to authorize that you're the actual user on this account. It's not somebody like pretending to be you using your card. Or using your business name, things like that.
Okay.
Usually in any professional setting, if they're running your card over the phone, they're going to want to do some type of advanced verification. And then we would also ask you for a security question at the end of this, so bear with me for 1 second. That way somebody can't call in, sabotage your listing. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Somo Pinnacle Roofing, LLC.
Thank you, and can you please state your name and title within the company?
Fabio Panetta, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay, and hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, we know what you're currently doing. You're just saying after today, we just want to make sure that you don't, like, pay for something we're already doing for you or duplicate any of the listings. It'll cause a discrepancy. We'll have to fix it.
Hang on.
It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is October 7th of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $398 for the first month's payment of a Platinum Package Bundle. I have locked in this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the seventh day, but it'll be in that discounted pricing structure of $299, right? Because there's only a one-time payment of $99 on the first one. That'll be for Platinum Package and all of its contents. It says here you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. You are not binded to a contract. It says if you are going to discontinue, please contact us before the next billing is due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It's also going to contain the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. You'll also find attached to that email a 7-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay. We have a 24/7 customer service department available to you, as well as I provided you my direct number and extension. I'm here from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. If it's outside of those hours, you're going to get connected to a customer service representative. Can you confirm that you have my direct number and extension?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then security question. So if you call in, they're going to ask you your security question before they move forward with anything. You could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name. Which one works best for you?
Pet's first name.
Pet's first name. Okay. And then what is your pet's first name?
Kratos. K-R-A-T-O-S.
K-R-A-T-O-S. Wow, that's really unique. Okay. Let me just re-enter answers. K-R-A-T-O-S. Wait a minute. Saying answer does not match. Okay. Hold on. K-R-A-T-O-S. Okay. There we go. Now it matches. Save. All right. Perfect. So look out for that invoice receipt and that welcome text message here shortly. It'll say, Fabio, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There'll be a link there to an outline of the agreement. You do have to authorize that you are the cardholder and that you authorize the transaction by checking a box at the bottom of that. You also have to type out your first and last name as an e-signature. Okay?
Okay. Do you have to do that right away?
As soon as possible. I know you're busy. A couple things I want you to keep in mind since you're so busy and a lot of things happen really fast, okay? Client interview, very important. I sent you the calendar invitation to that, to your Gmail account, and then, or your Outlook account, I'm sorry. And then, what was the other one? PIN verification, 3 to 5 days. So I'm thinking maybe Wednesday, Thursday next week you'll get that PIN verification in the mail. I need the five-digit number on the back of that and then send in any photos. So client interview, PIN verification, and photos and company logo for your website. If you're having trouble with any of it, just call back in. I know you got a lot going on, so I'll be here.
Okay. Where do I do that signature at? Where's the link for that?
Yeah, it should be in your text messages already.
Oh, text messages?
Yeah, well, it's going to be texted and emailed. The email that you're receiving already would be the invitation to your client interview. Hold on, let me see what's going on because they should have processed your payment already, and it's not showing that your account is green. Interesting. It's still showing like orangish red. Okay, she said it cleared, even though it didn't change. So I'm going to hang on the line with you to make sure you get this. It'll say, Fabio, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, I just got the thank you text.
Okay, that one's just the welcome, or does that one say, Fabio, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, so you see the link in there? It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing there, and that's also in your email as well.
Okay.
Okay, but at the bottom, yeah, you will have to check that box and obviously sign off on it. If you don't want me sending you messages, you can opt out of that, but I actually do text message a lot, so I would like for that to be available, but I also understand if you're not a text guy. But that concludes our initial setup process. So obviously, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to that job. But like I said earlier, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please don't hesitate to call in. I want to make sure this is working for you so that way we can work together long term, okay?
I got you. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
Yeah.
What was that?
Right,
sorry?
I'll sign that stuff right away. Get a chance to look at it.
I have a minute
to go to, so I'm going to hurry.
No, yeah. Take your time. Like I said, I don't want to distract you from jobs. This is supposed to get you more. So
yeah.
You do your thing, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.